Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
It recently, we've had some of our best shows we've ever done. You can look at fan feedback. One site that measures fan feedback is Cage Match. Look at the top 100 shows this year and look at how many of them are from AEW.
Pro wrestling fans, pro wrestlers themselves, and even multi-million dollar wrestling promoters all visit cagematch.net. This invaluable professional wrestling resource has been part of our browsing history since 2001. But how is this website put together and maintained? To answer a whole bunch of questions that I've got about Cage Match is the fifth longest tenured of Cage Match, Flush, aka Florian Schreiber. Florian, thanks for joining us on Cultaholic.
Thank you so much for having me.
The fifth longest tenured member. So how old were you when you joined Cage Match?
I got the personal message on our message board on my 16th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And I'm turning 33 in a week.
Oh, mate, bless you. Yeah, the 30s are special. From somebody who is 2 weeks away from leaving their 30s, I tell you, the 30s are special. You'll have a lovely time in the remaining seven. They're a good time. How did you, before we get into sort of the ins and outs of Cage Match, what's your story? How did you, what led to you getting that email on your 16th birthday?
So I became a wrestling fan in 2005, relatively late, I guess, when I turned 14. And I knew something was up when I became a wrestling fan, and the whole talk about, is it fake? Is it real? And I'm a child of the internet, and I turned to the internet really fast. And I started browsing German wrestling websites. And one of those websites was hmatch.net, which back then was more of a wrestling news hub. Every wrestling website, foreign language website, starts translating wrestling news from other wrestling websites. Now there are social media aggregators and things like that. And yeah, they had a message board. So I thought, hey, let's join those message boards. Let's talk about wrestling a bit, because I had no friends who were wrestling fans. I was the one man out. And I started being active there. And I guess I left a good impression. And they said, hey, do you want to join our team? And I started with translating Ring of Honor news and Ring of Honor reports from the times back then, when there were no good wrestling video tapes in German, and no good YouTube wasn't a thing back then. And we started just translating news. I think back then there was the ROH Video Wire, so we translated that. And I started doing written articles. And then we started doing more detailed reports, fan reports, translating that. And yeah, and that became a whole thing. And then the databases were founded, and we had more events, more wrestlers, stables, tag teams, and Cage Match became more of the database you know now. Back then, it was just news. And then it became the whole thing you get to see now. Cage Match changed over the years. We don't do news anymore. We are far too few people and not fast enough I think social media is the better thing for that now. And so we relied on our strength, and that is results and wrestlers. And then we started doing the whole rating thing and gaining more interactivity. And I think that was the jumping off point to Cage Match becoming international. We were only a German website, first and foremost. And then we started to translate it to English. And that was the jumping off point to becoming, like you said, one of the most utilized websites in wrestling, which is a nice thing to say.
It's incredible. We at Cultaholic, it's a resource that has helped hundreds and hundreds of times to be able to go, oh, when did they have that match? Have they ever wrestled for that company? And it's been such a tool for us. And we know that wrestlers check it regularly to see how they're doing on Cage Match. And we know, as of recent conversations, that high-ranking promoters like your Tony Khans are a massive fan of the work that you do. For yourself, though, what does a day look like working on Cage Match? So how do you kind of divide your time spent working in Cage Match with like the rest of your real life away from Cage Match?
Okay, I can only speak for myself in the year of 2024 now, because it changed over the last decade. When I started, it was checking American and English news websites. And is there something new happening in the world of wrestling? Nowadays, you're dialed into your phone and everything is up there. And who tweeted something dubious now? And what happened then and there? I do two things for Cage Match now, which... The one thing is I do the podcasts, which is, I think many people nowadays have a podcast and everybody does it on their own terms. We'll do it, for example, for the big pay-per-views or premium live events. Or if we review something more retro like that, it changes on the day. I also do the social media for Cage Match, which is not much. But if you're tagging our X account, I'm the first guy who sees it, which is good and bad. but because I'm so dialed in into the wrestling world, I think many seeing this can relate to that. We don't have to go out of our way to get all the wrestling news, to visit some wrestling websites or their newsletter via mail. But because we all have many people watching this have X or Twitter or Instagram, and they all get the flood of social media. Everybody has their own filter. And all our team members have access to our main core database and punch in event results and wrestler updates. Like you said, many wrestlers now use Cage Match for their own good, or they want to update and shoot us an email and say, hey, could you change that? I'm not 7'1", I'm 5'4". How did you know? And I think I'm at the point now that I just try to update it if I get something via social media. We have 40 people working for Cage Match now, and everyone has their own little island where they work on their project. We have a guy working for Stardom. We have a guy working for Ring of Honor. This is the girl working for the WWE results. And this is the guy working for Italian wrestling or French wrestling or Mexican wrestling. And so if you see some results that are missing, it's mainly one or two people who try to give this whole page life. And I think that many people don't realize we all do this in our free time. We don't get any money from this. Yes, the Tony Khan money, of course, but
we all get the Tony Khan money.
Yeah. So much Tony Khan money. We all do it.
Put that Mercedes away, Flush. You're just showing off now.
Yeah.
No, he's doing it from his penthouse, overlooking Las Vegas, with a big Tony Khan picture on the back wall.
I sell that in jest, but I have read that many, many, many times on Twitter. We all do it in our free time. It's our hobby. And we are just happy to provide service, and we want to have as big a database as we can. And this is our main drive to do all of this.
So from what I can gather, so 40 people working for Cage Match, and they all cover different. Yes. Is it countries or some? I guess it depends. Like, you've obviously got a WWE, as you say, you've got a WWE person, but then you've got somebody who runs like the Italian independent circuit and such like that. So would their job be, for example, for the person who runs the UK one, would they be across all the UK? Because I'm amazed at how deep it goes, because like. There's like the results that go back to like a show that I saw at a leisure center in Gloucester in 2004. I'm like, how are they so on it for so long? Like the commitment, the hours put in is just unreal. You must have an incredible team behind you.
Oh yeah, and we started with a purely German speaking team of wrestling fans who want to provide news for people who don't really speak English. And over the years, it became more and more international. We have people from Italy, from America. We have and had local promoters. We have a big network of friends of the site who send in results of promotions I've never heard of. But there are already 100 to 200 events in our database. And I also, like you think, no, that's not even possible. Those have to be fake. But no, they aren't. And to think about the promotions that still aren't in the database, this will never be 100% complete. We know that. We know that there are so many wrestlers who eagerly await their profile. We know that. But it's at the moment 40 people. I think if I added it up correctly, we had 160 people in total over all those years since 2001 working for months, years, and yeah, if you're interested in a promotion and you join Cage Match, you're interested in a promotion or a region, you talk to the other guys who, for example, for Italian pro wrestling, but one, let's just say Italian pro wrestling. I couldn't name one Italian pro wrestling promotion but there's so much passion behind that because it's a thankless job. You really don't get any recognition. There are no names attached to these results. There are no names attached to updating those wrestler profiles. You have to have your own motivation to really get into this. It's a really special kind of freak you have to be to punch in those results into our website. But there are more than enough people that said, I want to provide something. I want to give some of my free time, and free time back, because many people, I'm now 32 years old, and I see, oh, there's a new team member. Hi, I'm 18 years old, and I grew up with the website, and I wanted to provide, and that's a really cool thing. Looking back in my time when I delved into the Ring of Honor message boards to get every single little news nugget I could get back then. Yeah, it was very time consuming, but it was fun, and it gives you another outlook on wrestling, because you look at all those little things. And I go to a wrestling show in Germany and I try to write it down and punch it in the database myself, so everybody can start rating it as soon as it is online on the streaming services. It's looking from the outside, I think it's kind of crazy. Why would you do that? But there are many people who want that. And that's good for us, because we can't provide any money or anything else more than a very complete database.
Now, obviously, there's, in terms of the people that are on the ground who are putting these numbers in, there is a lack of recognition for what they do. Cage Match as a whole does get a lot of recognition. Tony Khan on Twitter, we joke about, I know we've made jokes already, but Tony Khan has on Twitter touted the success of many episodes of Dynamite based on their cage match rating, to the point where just last week there was a bit of a back and forth with Tony Khan and a few people on Twitter in which his love of cage match was sort of parodied in the process. How does that feel to you and your team? All the jokes about being in the pocket aside, how does it feel to you and your team to have somebody who is on the level like Tony Khan to be recognizing and also viewing and really living in what comes out of your website?
Yeah, it's a very special time that one of us, one of those people who I don't want to compare myself to Tony Khan in any way, but he grew up in message board times and went to the ECW arena, and he grew up with cage match. So it's nice to see that someone is dialed in this whole internet world. Yeah, but it's a blessing and a curse at the same time, because every time cage match is mentioned by Tony Khan, at the beginning it was cool. Hey, wow, cage match is mentioned by the second biggest wrestling promoter in the world. This is really, really interesting to see. The reaction, the social media reaction, is the other side. We had to fight the tribalism very hard in the last 2 or 3 years. And every time Tony Khan mentions, hey, this event had that and that rating on cagematch.net, and we have to brace ourselves and look very, very clearly. Okay, let's open all WWE shows, all AEW shows. And then the astroturfing begins, let's rate every NXT show with a 10.0, and let's review bomb every AEW show, and vice versa. I think it was the worst or the most when he started mentioning cage match, I made the mistake. I started vanity search cage match, and I started looking. Okay, what are they saying? I stopped that. It's horrible.
Yeah,
it's very horrible. And at that point, that was when right before Triple H took over, and right before Vince McMahon left WWE, and the turnaround of quality in WWE hasn't really happened yet. And that was the, I think, hardest time, what I can say, with new registrations, with people just, okay, let's go down the list and let's put every show on a 10. And there's an NXT show, which might be a great show, but it's suddenly the greatest wrestling show in the history of our database. I haven't seen that show, but I can assure you it's not. I think there might be cool people, cool promos, great matches. It's not a 9.8 great show, I think. I have watched, I think, more than enough wrestling to say that without seeing that. But we got told on and said, you have to delete the bots. There are no bots. We look into that. We now have to look at artificial intelligence, at AI, because there are rules to our rating system. When you can and can't comment on something, or when you can rate something, you have to leave a comment. And those comments are now AI generated. And so we have to look into how do they make sense from a human standpoint? Which is something we could never imagine years ago. It's crazy. It's the craziest thing. But to get back to your question, I think it went down the last years because the last months, especially in 2023, because it became kind of a meme when Tony Khan said, "I base my booking on cagematch.net," which is cool to hear, but everyone hears only what they want to hear, and they say, oh, he just looks at the page, he sees it's a 9.3, and hey, let's do that again. I think there's a more complicated process behind that. I don't know, but I'd wager to say that. And many people, I think, started to ignore that. It depends on the week, and I think it depends on what kind of an impact a certain wrestling show leaves. Is there a great match? Is there a big return? Is The Rock coming back? Is CM Punk debuting or other CM Punk things? I think those things have a big impact, not only for the fans of the, I say that WWE camp or AW camp, but also in rating, AW, no, the 2.0, next.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of what ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Away from Tony Khan, has there been any other famous wrestling figures or names that have interacted with Cage Match publicly or privately over the years? Because I imagine you've had a few people over the years who were in the industry who have touched base with you.
Yeah, so we give people the option to delete their Cage Match profile, which is, I don't think it's common on WWE and AW levels, or if you're known nationwide, but many wrestlers have a day job and they don't want to be found if you punch in, hey, what is he doing? Because they can look it up in their workplace. Is he sick that day? Or did he wrestle?
Oh.
Yeah, we had to fight.
Oh!
Yes. And that's a problem. There are certain profiles which you can't look up. We know those profiles, but we accommodate that and say, okay, we deactivate that. If you go to their page, it says the wrestler wanted to have their page deactivated. The statistics are still there because it's a name that is in the database, but you can't see it on a public profile. And there are certain wrestlers and certain very prominent pro wrestlers now who had that done to their profile, but which is now reverted because it's not possible that they have a normal day job at the moment.
I'd never even considered that to be a thing, that employers could go, hang on, they said their dog was sick that day. Why are they wrestling for AIWF? That's brilliant. Never occurred to me. That's amazing.
There's another, I won't say problem, and I don't think Cage Match had anything to do with that, but if you remember, Mike Bailey wasn't allowed to enter America for a certain number of years.
Mm-hmm.
Cage Match is a useful tool for people at the border to look if they are working or when they are working, and if they don't have an active working visa, they can really look it up. When did you work? Which show in which city?
God,
there are and we got they sent us mails and said, "Hey, thanks. By the way, I can't enter the States anymore."
Oh God!
Not Mike Bailey. I want to.
Oh no, not with Mike, but others have been caught out.
Yeah,
by
yes, him. Yes, and yeah, there are wrestlers. I don't think on the top levels, but certain veteran wrestlers who send updates, especially from the locker room, if their weight changes or if their height changes, which doesn't happen often, but it happens more often than you'd think, that they are not that tall or taller than it's written in the database. It's an invaluable resource because you can't get any more exactly than they step on the scale, or they say they step on the scale. Yeah, we had some wrestlers who said, "Hey, I want to add some matches or events to the database," because they themselves have lists of matches they've wrestled. Some wrestlers from TNA. I think it's not necessary anymore on AW and WWE level, but yeah. And we had promotions mail us that they wanted to they wanted a cooperation with us, because the data from Cage Match is so bigger than they own themselves, and they said, "Hey, let's buy that, let's get that, let's have a working relationship with them, so we can use that data for statistical purposes," because they use Cage Match themselves. Many commentators do that, and they say that outright. They wanted some kind of cooperation, which never amounted to anything, because what would they do with that data more than look things up? There is no API or mobile apps or possibilities to outright grab data and scrape them and make your own statistics. I think if you're a tech wizard, there is definitely, but it's all a homemade solution. There is no programming language that's accessible to everyone, so we can say, "Hey, it's open source, use it however you want." It's all programmed by our webmaster, and he all did it himself, which is an amazing thing. I couldn't do that. And every time we get the question, "Hey, do you have an API I want to use that for my wrestling game, or for our statistics, for our book, for our articles?" We always have to say, the only thing you can do is use the page as is.
Just use Cage Match, yeah.
Right.
The website, it's, I mean, in, from the visual of the website, it doesn't seem like it's changed a lot in the 20 years that it's been there. When you consider like the way that websites and such are presented now, Cage Match is very much of a time. It's a time capsule almost of a website. And as you say, there's no app, there's no Cage Match app. It is the website. Has there been a push in any way over the years to modernize that approach?
Not in essential ways, because it would mean we had to overhaul every single thing. And as I said, it's programmed by one guy who has a full-time job in software development. And he always adds some little things and, "Hey, this is a new little feature." But not in a way that would essentially change Cage Match in something that's completely different. The look changes, but you would have to look up Cage Match on archive.org, how it looked 20 years ago. It looked horrible. It was a thing of that time. But I wouldn't expect any big overhauls of the website, because it works. And we are old now. We are not 20 years or 15, 18, 20 years anymore. It works. You can do your thing. People learn to use Cage Match in different ways, in deeper ways that even I know how to browse match statistics and things like that. And as long as it works, yay.
As long as it just about works, then everybody's happy.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, there's going to be people who listen today who realize they're probably not part of cage match in some way. I've had one wrestling match in my entire life. I am listed on your glorious website. I do not have my own page, but I'm certainly listed there, which is an honor enough of itself. but if there are wrestlers who are listening today and they're like, and they want to get themselves onto the website, what is the best, the fastest, the most efficient approach that makes your lives easier as well? Like certain details that they can send. What's the best thing that somebody wants to get on there? What's the best kind of email that you can get from them that makes your life easier?
So the best thing is get a proper wrestling education. That's the most important thing. Have some matches. Have a catalog that is now in the webs of cagematch.net. So that if you look at the event page, you see a blank little space. You can't click on that. That means, oh, you are in the database. Why are you not a wrestler who has his own profile? And the best thing I would recommend is look at any profile page. You can look at Brian Danielson's page, or you can look at any obscure Japanese wrestler's page, whatever you like. And look at all those points, the age, your wrestling style. Look at all those things, height, weight, who trained you, all those facts, and then send an email to team@cagematch.net, which is our main email address, which is curated in our admin center right in the middle. Everyone can see it. And yeah, we have a big backlog of wrestlers who want to have a cage match profile. The more information you get, the more you jump the line, essentially. Give your social media, give your birthplace, give your years active, the promotions, everything you can gather from this profile page, the more the better. And the more you are the nearer you are on the top, the faster it gets. If you're debuting as a nobody in WWE, you are much faster to get a profile than if you are in your Georgia-based independent promotion. It's just like that.
It's the nature of it. It's the nature of things. And yeah. The big thing that I want to end on is what we can do for you, because without a doubt, Cage Match has been a tool, a resource that every wrestling fan has dipped into and taken advantage of. Is there some way that people who are listening to this today can say thank you to you guys, whether it's a Patreon, whether it's a sponsorship, whether anything like that? How can we, financially or otherwise, as a wrestling fan collective, support you guys?
So I think the best thing, I think the thing that motivates most people is just the word of mouth. Just say something nice. Use Cage Match, write your own articles, their top 10 lists, their deep dives in the history of certain wrestlers or promotions, and just use Cage Match, give it as a source or your point of inspiration. And I think that's the best way. We have a Patreon, but there's nothing feature wise on there. This is just to have the cost of the servers so that we don't have anything to pay. It's not that much, but it is there, and we don't get anything from that. That is just for maintenance costs. Otherwise, just use it. Be happy with everything you get from that. We don't need any money from that. I think we pride ourselves with not having any ads and not having any sponsorships, or which would be a bad thing if it would say sponsored by Tony Khan's AEW. We can stop there and we can pack it in. But yeah, we don't. If you want to chip in, use the Patreon that's on the top of the page, but you don't have to.
I speak for many wrestling fans of a certain vintage and beyond who want to say thank you to you guys for the incredible database that you keep and a wonderful 20-something years of cagematch.net. Here's to the next 20, sir. Thank you for being with us today.
Awesome, no problem.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.